This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill held a state dinner at the White House Wednesday night in honor of Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and his wife Yuko. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
President Biden toasting the two nations' alliance.
We may be divided by distance, but the generations after generation, we've been brought together, the same hopes, the same values, the same commitment to democracy and freedom, and to dignity for all.
Embarking on a new frontier on elevate this unshakable Japan-U.S. relationship to even greater heights and hand it to the next generation.
Kishida with a nod to an American cultural icon.
Let me conclude with the line from Star Trek, which you all know. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo and several senior advisors to President Yoon Suk-yeol offered to resign en masse on Thursday after their conservative ruling party suffered a crushing defeat in Wednesday's parliamentary elections. The main opposition Democratic Party and its satellite party appear to have won a combined 175 seats in a 300-member National Assembly. Another smaller liberal opposition party was expected to win 12 seats under a proportional representation system. Meanwhile, President Yoon's ruling People Power Party and its satellite party were projected to have won just 109 seats. The results mark a huge setback for President Yoon and his domestic agenda for his remaining 3 years in office. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X. This is VOA News. Ukraine's parliament passed a bill on Thursday overhauling mobilization rules that would boost the ranks of its armed forces. One provision of the bill will prevent long-serving soldiers to be discharged from the army, which will anger many troops and their families. The law also brings into effect a host of changes to the current system by expanding the powers of Ukrainian authorities to issue draft notices using an electronic system. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are conducting a new round of interviews with personnel from airplane maker Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration in its probe of the in-flight emergency involving the Alaska Airlines 737 MAX back in January. Here's Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite.
They're trying to establish exactly what happened to the door plug that blew off the Alaska Airlines jet. Boeing has said records relating to the fitting of the part were never created as they should have been. The NTSB says it still can't determine which workers fitted the plug, which they have previously said was missing key bolts. They haven't been able to interview the manager of the relevant team, who has been on sick leave. However, the watchdogs say their probe is about the process, not the individuals involved. No one was killed in the January blowout. But the Federal Aviation Administration grounded MAX planes for some time afterwards. It has also capped production while Boeing takes steps to improve quality control.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Track and field is set to become the first sport to introduce prize money at this year's Olympics. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani explains.
World Athletics said it would pay gold medalists $50,000 in Paris. It set aside $2.4 million to pay first-place winners across the 48 men's, women's, and mixed events. Relay teams will split the prize money, and payments for silver and bronze medalists will begin from the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. There's no sign yet of any other Olympic sport following track's lead. World Athletics is an outlier financially since it gets almost all of its funding from its own events, like the World Championships. I'm Haya Panjwani.
VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast goes beyond the headlines to look at the most recent developments from the front lines of the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as human stories from those affected by the conflict. Our hosts speak with experts from around the world to provide you with in-depth analysis and context. That's VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.